This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thrilled the police shooting of a black suspect who allegedly scuffled with Atlanta cops on Friday night, a homicide, saying an autopsy finds he died of blood loss from two gunshot wounds. Police say Rayshard Brooks resisted arrest and tried to take an officer's taser after he was found passed out behind the wheel of a car in a Wendy's drive-thru. It's reignited protests that began 3 weeks ago when George Floyd was killed while in police custody in Minneapolis. Leading Democrats on Capitol Hill say both killings underline the need for law enforcement changes. Republican Senator James Langford of Oklahoma says his party is also crafting a police reform package.
We've been gathering ideas from all across our conference, across the nation, calling police chiefs. I've been on the phone with a lot of police chiefs. I've been on the phone talking to a lot of activists and other folks to be able to interact.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GOP lawmakers in the Iowa House and Senate have added a new restriction to that state's abortion law. It requires women to wait 24 hours after their first appointment to consider getting an abortion. Women would also be made to look at an ultrasound and get adoption information before they could go through with an abortion. President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after celebrating his 74th birthday yesterday with his family at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. The White House giving no details on exactly how the president celebrated his birthday, but there are reports he played some golf while he was at the resort. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Chinese government reportedly to meet in Hawaii soon. The expected meeting would happen as tensions continue to grow between the U.S. and China over a myriad of issues, including the coronavirus and its origination. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been seven straight weeks of increases for the price of gasoline across the USA. A national average now over $2.09 a gallon, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That price at the pump is now up over 22 cents from a month ago, but some 59 and a half cents lower from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the highs and lows across the nation.
The lowest average gas prices could be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.73, followed by Louisiana at $1.74, Arkansas at $1.78, Oklahoma at $1.79, and Alabama at $1.80 per gallon. Leading the nation with the highest average prices, Hawaii at $3.13 per gallon, followed by California at $2.98 per gallon, Washington State at $2.61 per gallon, Oregon at $2.52 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.50 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And a tattoo shop in the South is offering free cover-ups for anyone who wants to remove their tattoo that's a symbol of a gang or hate. The artists at Gallery X Art Collective in Murray, Kentucky say they want to do their part to take a stance in the Black Lives Matter movement. One artist saying that having any sort of hate tattoo is, quote, completely unacceptable. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You ever have those days where you just wish you could hit the pause button, you know, like, you know, you gotta stop? I'll tell you, the weekend, no sooner do we get a chance to breathe and still dealing, you know, with police reform and all that we're talking about, you have this incident in Atlanta that occurs. And, of course, this is spinning heads all the more as to what happened. Immediately, a police officer who, shot the victim was fired. The other one was put on administrative leave, as you already know about. But of course, this right now, in the midst of this discussion of police reform, and I think this is where this is settling, and this is what happens. People want to get really excited about stuff. You know, you get people who get hyperbolic, and it starts out as let's defend. Let's defund the police. Well, you know, that's idiocy. And it's worth some headlines. And, of course, the mainstream media loves to run it accordingly, which just ends up polarizing us. But eventually, you know, we do get it right. And, we realize, okay, what really needs to happen here is, you know, not defund. And defund comes from a spectrum of citizens who have been unfairly treated, or the perception is they have been unfairly treated. And I say perception because in some cases, what we're talking about, when you look at the actual facts and the numbers, this is not to justify. It's only to put it in perspective, because what we're dealing with, as many said over the weekend, and these are, you know, civil rights leaders have admitted that, when we start making decisions, you know, based on emotions, they generally don't come out favorably. But we need to process this out. And our founding fathers understood that the ability, freedom of speech, our First Amendment right, that we the people could handle this, that we could talk about this. And what we need to do, if anybody should be canceled and told to get out of the debate, are those that want to invalidate and those that want to cancel. We need to have a free discussion, a vulnerable and transparent discussion about police reform. And again, I have confidence in the American people, and I can imagine that some of you, depending on who you're around and what part of the spectrum of humanity you're dealing with, you may have a little less or more faith. I choose to have more faith in we the people, that we can have this discussion and rise to the needed response, because this is what America's been looking at for a long time. And you've heard me say this before, I believe we're so close to where we can realize even more than what Martin Luther King had hoped to happen, which is beyond, you know, even the content of our character, and less the lack of, you know, and look upon the color of our skin. that maybe we could enter into an era of decency and respect and kindness. Is that possible? I mean, is that really possible that could happen? And if you want to cancel something, cancel people that don't want to be kind. Cancel people, you know, and I say this, you know, the same token, like I said, look, we have, all have to have our ability to speak. But, you know, if you insist on being a knucklehead and you don't want to be kind and you don't want to be respectful and you don't want to look out for the greater good, then, yes, I think at that point, you know, these are the ones that are deserving to be invalidated, which is interesting because these right now are the ones who want to invalidate and cancel reasonable conversation. So I know that's tough when you draw the line. You say, okay, well, Bill, who's going to be the judge of this? Again, I believe the American people are smart enough to figure, you know, to figure this out. This is going to be a process. And, you know, we've talked about a new normal. I think the new normal that we have in terms of opportunity here is have a new normal where we really can, you know, be kind and respectful as we continue to, you know, talk all this out. But getting back to Atlanta, again, you have a situation that brings, you know, brings the question of police reform in hand. And, of course, the opposite side of it is you've got what's happening out in Chaz in Seattle, where you've got six blocks of a major city, you know, being taken over. And they're administering their own justice and their own, you know, their own country, so to speak, and their own power base. I only chuckle because, you know, as well as I do, this is untenable. It cannot be sustained. And regardless of the mayor looking at it as a summer of love event, like it's some kind of Woodstock, recurrence. It's just absurd because you have businesses that are not operating. You have additional unemployed people in the midst of all this other unemployment that we're dealing with. Let's just add to the problem instead of having a discussion to deal with these issues. But again, you have to look at the forces that are behind this, whether it's Black Lives Matter or Antifa. And, of course, you know, the culture and the media, real, you know, they can say Antifa and or Antifa, however you want to say it. But Black Lives Matter isn't quite associated with this. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking with the niece of Martin Luther King. Dr. Alveda King is going to join us. And I want to be curious to hear her perspective on this. Because let me tell you, Black Lives Matter is not Martin Luther King. Don't even think it's close, in my humble opinion. But you know, you'll hear it from her directly. And also, we have a 30-year veteran, a police officer, who will be on to talk about these issues from the police perspective. And I think it'll be interesting to hear it, you know, because what's being left out of the equation, you know, yes, there have been incidents, certainly what happened to George Floyd. I mean, if anything rallied us and united us, it's what happened to George, right? I mean, what happened to George Floyd was horrific and unacceptable. And the American people are coming out in numbers, I would say record numbers, to take this issue on, to say, look, at enough of this stuff. Because, you know, maybe there's some people that are still interested in keeping us segregated, that you have Black Americans and Mexican Americans and you got the whites and whatever, you know, and you've heard me say time and again how much I resent the hyphenation of America, because that just pulls us apart. It doesn't unite us. But I believe through this process, my hope is that reason will be the charge. And what will happen is that we'll come out of this all the stronger and realize that we're all Americans. That's what this is about. No doubt that we are a blend of, you know, a mixture of all these races, colors, and creeds, which just adds to the charm and, you know, just the extraordinary nature and makeup of our country, that we can work together for the betterment of all concerned. That's the opportunity here. And where else can we do this? What other country? Where else on the planet can you go and have this opportunity? I believe it's a cherished opportunity and one that we should embrace and go full speed ahead so that we can all have the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness opportunity that our U.S. Constitution enumerated for us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Yeah, we sure do, don't we? And it's going to require all hands on deck, and thank you for joining in. You know, what has to happen here, in order to come together as much as possible, we have to set aside our own personal ambitions and think about the greater cause and what this is all about. This is why we have a U.S. Constitution, because when you lose your way, such is the condition, I believe, where we are right now in this country, because we're so open-minded that our brains have fallen out and we think that everything is optional here, we're paying the price for this. And we need to get back to the basics and first principles. And this is why the U.S. Constitution and our Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, is so critical. Is you have to look at all that's being demonstrated right now and ask yourself, is it adding or taking away? You know, what is going on right now in our country at all levels? I mean, right now we're talking about police reform. But we're going to have to get to that point eventually where we take an inward look into ourselves and evaluate as much as possible, are we individually adding or taking away from the prospect of it all? You know, what is our contribution, you know, to this? That, you know, we should be the change within ourselves first that we see in others. You know, it's that old saying, you know, that Jesus kind of laughed about. People somehow miss his humor at times when he talks about, before you take that splinter out of your brother's eye, maybe you might want to consider, yeah, that 2x4 that's in yours, right? So this, I believe, is a time and an important area, era, I believe, is, you know, we said before, you know, we're at that critical time where you get moments and you get choices that come into play. Some moments are more critical than others, choices more critical than others. But I believe here we are right now, if we're truly desirous, and I believe we are, I think we've been a long time coming when you look at what's happened in race relations just in my lifetime. And I got to tell you, early on, I didn't see it much as a problem. We grew up in an area that was pretty well mixed, you know, and I understand that there's some people that didn't have that opportunity. And I'll tell you, what a privileged opportunity to have a mixture of cultures. And the general consensus was, hey, we wanted to live peacefully. We wanted to work hard, be paid a good wage for all our work and our efforts, be able to go to school and college, graduate, and, you know, and do the same thing for our kids. That was the general census. And I mentioned, you know, when we were in sports in Little League, we didn't care about the color of your skin. We just cared, could you catch the ball? Could you, you know, tag the guy out when it was your turn to hit? Could you hit the ball? I mean, nobody cared about the color of your skin. I mean, it was ridiculous. But sadly, you know, I go to college, and then I had to deal with it in college, and it was like, wow. It was tough, I got to tell you, because I thought, man, I just had never really experienced it. People would say to me, oh, well, you know, you're Hispanic. I mean, you've had to deal with some, you know, to be honest with you, I'm sure it was there, and I'm sure I dealt with it, but I chose not to get influenced and have it take me off track. And it was just something instinctively, it was just the way I chose to handle it. And in speaking with others, I found that they did the same way. And I say others, I'm not talking Hispanics, I'm talking people of all races. They just say, well, hey, Deneen, how about you? Well, yeah, it was there, you know, but I didn't pay attention to it. I just kept my eye on the ball, you know, just kept focus on what I needed to accomplish. And I think that's, in a sense, is the general experience for many of us, that you would think, oh, well, of course you are. But, you know, this is why I resent so much the hyphenation of America, because what it does is it reduces us. It doesn't heighten us. Out of the Sunday talk shows, a thing that I thought was interesting was Chris Wallace was having a conversation with Dr. Ben Carson. And you have to listen to this. This is about the quote-unquote talk. And we're not talking, you know, about the sex talk. This was a talk about, you know, how do you, you know, the conversation you have with your children, or the conversation was had with you about the talk about how you act with a policeman. Listen to what he had to say.
I want to ask you about the bigger issue, which is whether or not there is a racial problem with policing in black neighborhoods. And I want to put up some numbers, sir. Over the last 5 years in Minneapolis, police used force against blacks at a rate at least 7 times that against whites. And nationwide, blacks, who are less than 13% of the population, are shot and killed by police at more than twice the rate that whites are. I'm going to put this on a personal level, Secretary Carson. You have 3 sons. Honestly, have you or your wife, Candy, have you ever had what's called the talk with any of your sons about how to act, how to conduct yourselves when you're confronted by a policeman?
Well, you know, I had the same talk with them that my mother had with me and my brother. Tell them that we should always respect the positions of authority, like the police. I tell my sons the same thing. And I've never had a problem. They've never had a problem. Does that mean that there are no racist cops? No, it does not mean that. Does it mean that we need to get them out of our system? It absolutely does. And we need to look at appropriate reforms. And this is probably a good time to shine a spotlight on it and get it done. And I think that's one of the things that the president has made very clear. And that is, you know, this is an issue. It will be looked at. It will be dealt with very much the same way that the other problems were. Justice, criminal justice reform. People have talked about it forever. This administration has gotten it done. Getting money into the areas that have been depressed. This president has done it. Dealing with HBCUs, he has done it. And he's going to do something about this as well.
You know, I thought it was interesting, too, because Chris Wallace went on to admit, he said, you know, my dad never gave me the talk. And I thought, wow, that's bizarre. I mean, my dad, he talked to us all, but it was about respect. And I got to tell you, in our family, okay, my mother was from Mexico, my dad was from Spain, so every other child, interestingly enough, of the nine kids, is dark light, dark light, dark light, right? And I happen to be very light-complected. People say, wow, you have a very European look, I guess. I don't know, whatever that means. But regardless, I mean, and people say, well, you can't be Mexican, you can't be Hispanic. I mean, you don't look as, you know, kind of deal. So it's kind of, you know, and maybe because of the lightness of my skin, I didn't have much of a, you know, much of an issue. But I think more importantly was what my dad told us is similar to what Ben Carson's mother told them. And that, and what he has passed on, you know, from generation to generation. And I would say that, look, if your parents did not have the talk with you about being a respecter of authority, let me say this to you. You need to respect authority. They are there in that position. And though there are some bad ones, you are not going to resolve that when you're being pulled over, if it's for a ticket or there's other questions they may have. But particularly, you know, my dad said, looking in the car, what you do initially, right away, you turn, especially if it's at night, you turn the interior light of the car on. Your hands are on the top of the steering wheel. You're respectful to the police officer. It's yes, sir, no, sir. If they ask you to get your registration and it is in your glove compartment, you let them know it's in the glove compartment. I'm going to reach over, or do you want to come over and get it? And I'll tell you, that bit of advice served me well. And what I see in situations time and again, you see people that do not use common sense. I mean, they want to heighten the conflict. You know, even like what happened in Atlanta last night. It's like you resist arrest. You're grabbing at the officer's, it could have been the service weapon, you know, that he was grabbing at. He did manage to get the taser away. He's running. I mean, and look, there's a lot to be discussed here. When you elevate the agitation and the sensitivity, and on top of that, you happen to be a larger gentleman. I mean, if you saw him, he was tossing those police officers around almost like they're rag dolls. I mean, you know, even more so, I think, people need to be aware of what you bring to the table when you are confronted by the police and how we need to act to not, you know, to de-escalate. And de-escalation, I believe, is something that needs to be considered on both sides.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! credible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A medical examiner has ruled the police shooting of a black suspect who allegedly scuffled with Atlanta cops on Friday night a homicide, saying an autopsy finds he died of blood loss from two gunshot wounds. Police say Rayshard Brooks resisted arrest and tried to take an officer's taser after he was found passed out behind the wheel of a car in a Wendy's drive-thru. It's reignited protests that began 3 weeks ago when George Floyd was killed while in police custody in Minneapolis. Leading Democrats on Capitol Hill say both killings underline the need for law enforcement changes. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says his party is also crafting a police reform package.
We've been gathering ideas from all across our conference, across the nation, calling police chiefs. I've been on the phone with a lot of police chiefs. I've been on the phone talking to a lot of activists and other folks to be able to interact.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you what we need another shot of it. We need a revival of value and service and kindness and goodness toward our fellow man and the ideals that were enumerated in our U.S. Constitution, like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's what we should stand together for. Because we're all Americans, and this is what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Sergeant Mike McGrew joins us. He is retired, was in law enforcement for over 30 years. He since has become an author, and as a 30-year veteran, he worked some of the city's most gruesome cases. And you can only imagine, you know, as a police officer, I mean, to hear his background, it's enough to have you experience PTSD because the situations that he endured in 30 years of policing were incredible. I mean, from violent homicide of a suburban housewife to chaos during the L.A. riots. Mike McGrew, good to be talking to you again. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, I want to talk, you know, there's so much to discuss here, especially from law enforcement's perspective, because we're getting a lot of, you know, a lot of ideas and conversation here. I thought it was interesting. We just talked about it that, you know, Mike Wallace had asked Dr. Ben Carson yesterday, you know, about his mother having the quote unquote talk, and if he and his wife Candy had had the talk with their kids about how to deal with police. And I thought it was interesting that Mike Wallace admitted, he said, well, my dad never had that talk with me, like as if, you know, somehow it's some sort of white privilege condition that happens. But I can tell you, my dad had the talk with us boys, and there were 5 of us of 9, and I'm sure he had it with the girls as well, because it was very well stated in terms of an interaction with police, if that time would come, that we'd always be respectful. He didn't get into the big, you know, any big thing about well, you need to be respectful because he has a gun, you don't, or anything like that. He just, hey, look, it. They represent law enforcement. They have enough tough job as it is. If a situation happens, and especially if you get pulled over at night, you make sure the interior light of the car is on, hands are out on top of the wheel so they can see your hands. There's no question whatsoever. You just sit still, answer their questions, that yes or no, sir. If they request a registration and it's in the glove compartment and you have to go to the glove, you make sure that you let them know what it is you're doing. You don't want them to get agitated. And I didn't understand exactly why my dad was saying that until later on, as I can see what is, you know, what's been happening and the threats upon law enforcement. I mean, maybe I was in a rather Pollyannish kind of environment and not realizing, you know, what kind of threats law enforcement is subjected to. That you guys, you know, you leave home every day to go to work to serve your local communities, and your hope is that you're going to be able to come home to your wife and your kids safely and have served the community and get ready to go back and do it again. But as we know historically, there are too many men in blue who leave home, they kiss their wives and their children goodbye, and they never come back.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a dangerous job. It's a job that requires a lot of skills with interactions with people. There's officer safety that's considered. There's just so many things that I think most people don't realize. You know, I know as a police officer, you want to have a contact with the citizens, and you know that most of them are just going throughout their day, and they're very nice people, and but there are times that you know, we have to be concerned about our own safety, and you know, I think that there's a neutral ground there where officers, you know, can protect themselves, but you know, also have a decent conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, in some situations, people don't understand why they're getting pulled over, and you know, they may be a little bit upset about it. Mm-hmm. But you know, I know that as an officer, you have to understand that, but you also have to explain to people, you know, why you're doing what you're doing. You have to explain your interaction with them and let them know, hey, for your safety and mine, you know, I appreciate it if you kept your hands where I can see them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not to be offensive, but it is to protect the officers. There's so many interactions that happen throughout this country, probably tens of thousands of contacts that police have with civilians, and you know, they go off without a hitch. There's not a problem. There's a lot of heroic acts that officers do that are not put in the media right now. Mm-hmm. You know, just in our area, within the last 5 years, we've had over 355,000 arrests, and less than 0.25% of those arrests involved any type of use of force.
Exactly.
So the numbers are being exaggerated, I think, a lot by the media. You know, it just tells you that less than 0.25% of the people that there's a use of force. So that's, you know, that's the message I think that needs to be put out there, that, you know, the officers who are doing the job in your community are putting themselves in harm's way, but they're also there to be of service. Within the last 4 days, we had 5 officers shot in our area by gunmen. And, you know, it's a very difficult time because those officers are out, you know, doing an incredibly dangerous job under just immense stress that's being put on them by the media right now. So it's...
Well, Mike, this is why some of the officers are walking off. I'm done. You know, why should I do this? And you can't blame them for this. I mean, it's already in normal circumstances, as you just outlined, in the hundreds of thousands of interactions that you have with the public, and you break down the numbers, you go, which doesn't make it, you know, but it puts it in perspective. And it tamps, you know, hopefully it calms a little bit the discussion and the emotions, which the mainstream media and others are doing everything they can, along with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, to make sure the emotions remain raw and the level is heightened. Now, thank God, a little bit of reasonableness, at least to the point of where we went from defunding police to reforming police. And, you know, we can start to have the conversation, but like anything, I'd used the analogy a couple of weeks ago of someone drowning. You know, they tell, you know, lifeguards, when you see somebody drowning, don't go in and save them right away. And you go, what? You know, well, because they've got to fight themselves out. And once they fight themselves out, when you go to save them, they're not going to resist you as much, and they'll surrender, and their panic and the emotional level will get to a point where it's manageable to where you can save them without both of you drowning in the process, right?
Right.
And I believe this is somewhat similar right now with the emotions being so high that it's almost like you got to let people fight themselves out. Let's get through it. And then let's see if we can have a reasonable conversation and talk about some of these issues. You know, like, for example, what happened in Atlanta last night. When you look at the video, and of course, I am not a police officer. And what comes to mind, Mike, for me is that especially for people who are big, you know, like this guy was not, I mean, he was tossing those police officers around like they were a rag doll. Well, I got to imagine if you're a police officer and you are the men of authority and you're being tossed around like this, that the adrenaline is going to, boy, it is just going to get activated big time. And you may do something that later you regret in the height of, you know, this emotion and, you know, this combat that you've just endured. Is that a problem?
Well, I think people need to understand what it, you know, why officers use force, and it, a lot of times it's the feeling that the officers have themselves. You know, if they feel that their lives are endangered, then there's going to be an escalation of force. And I'm not sure. I haven't watched the
video
from from Atlanta, so I really don't know about that incident. Can't comment on it, but. But I do know that, you know, there's a reason that force is used.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break, Mike. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Sergeant McGrew after this.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
So many are responding to the gospel messages broadcast over the airwaves in Zimbabwe that more volunteers are needed to answer questions, follow up, and reach out in prayer. It's a problem we're happy to have at the Tide Ministry. Over the past several years, listener response in Zimbabwe has grown exponentially, and more volunteers are needed on the other end. This year, our partners at the Zimbabwe Studio have reached out to churches, asking for volunteers to respond to listeners. And now, radio personnel are training new volunteers who will serve in the studio each Sunday during and after the broadcast to help field phone calls from listeners. This is an amazing development and an answer to prayer.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry follows up with listeners in Zimbabwe and other countries by connecting them with churches and pastors, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Mike McGrew, retired, continues in law enforcement 30 years. Well, I'll tell you, his book, I highly recommend that you pick this up. I mean, this is quite the story of a police officer who served our communities for 30 years. And the stories, as you can only imagine, 30 years of policing, and his book, A Higher Call to Duty, talks about his experience, which is, you know, no question whatsoever, like I said, in serving the community. But then you have your own personal experiences. You have a death of a son. You have family dynamics, a divorce, all these things that that make up life. And Sergeant Mike McGrew is a different man today. And he brings to the conversation 30 years of experience and a heart of compassion that has softened as he has, you know, changed his life, has embraced, you know, Christian values, and is a follower of Jesus Christ in a changed manner. And Mike, I'm sure, like most people who have experienced the love of Jesus and his compassion and his salvation, you probably thought, wow, if I had only known sooner what I know now, right?
Yeah, it was transformative for me. I had a lot of years, 20 years of my law enforcement career, I did not know the Lord. And when I came to the Lord, everything changed. It was a place that I could put those burdens down that law enforcement officers carry. The stresses that happen, the trauma that you wade through in other people's lives, and then, you know, how to be able to deal with that. You know, Jesus was the answer for me. It was something I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wish I would have found earlier, but, right. You know, God's timing is perfect. And, you know, I have my testimony that I'm able to share with a lot of other law enforcement officers that they're going through the same things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, you're going to be okay. But it's another thing to say, hey, you're going to be okay. And I know because... And just talk about what God has done in my life.
Right. What do you have to say for these officers? Because I feel for them, you know, good officers that we're losing that are just saying, look, I don't have a fair shot. The cards are stacked against me right now. It's already tough enough as it is. And I'm going to leave a job that I love doing. And, I got to start all over. I mean, no matter whatever, you know, in some cases, I mean, you may have a decade, more years involved in law enforcement. And now all of a sudden you're on the outside, you know, getting away from something that you love doing. I mean, I think about that police officer in Ferguson who just wanted to be a police officer. That was his dream. He's there. And on that fateful day, he meets up with Michael Brown, big kid. And, we go into de-escalation and escalating conflict. I mean, this young kid, was 18 years old, confronts the police officer. The officer said, what are you doing walking in the middle of the street? He gets an argument with the police officer, puts his hand inside the unit, patrol unit, tries to wrestle the officer's gun from him, fires a round inside the car, and then walks off like as if nothing had happened. And then when the police officer gets out of the unit and confronts him, the kid challenges him. He runs back at him. What is the police officer to do? Well, according to the experts, they said that he defended himself, that the threat was there. But the narrative that came out of it was hands up, don't shoot, which never was said. But that's today is the colloquial version. It's the accepted, you know, bumper sticker that people use. But it's not the truth. And if we're going to resolve this situation, we have to make sure that we're dealing with the truth and not emotions, not perception. You know, like even what we found out with Trayvon Martin, and Trayvon Martin case is probably the greatest ignition of all this. And we find out later, but of course, not being revealed, mainstream media is not reporting on it. Benjamin Crump, the attorney who was involved in the big lie that happened in Trayvon Martin's case, where they exchanged a witness. Why this guy is still an attorney is beyond me. But that really gave entry. If any single conflict, racial conflict, gave entry into our culture, it was the Trayvon Martin case. But even to this day, so many people are still ignorant. Now, we have Joel Gilbert on with us. He's been on with us several times. And he did a documentary on the Trayvon Martin case where he spells out what happened and how they manipulated the witness and the whole narrative. And this is done by, and this isn't by accident, this was total manipulation. His parents were aware of this. The attorney was aware of this and participated in all this. And Mike, we're having to deal with the results of a big lie that has taken place when, you know, here we are, we want people. I mean, you know, even like Rodney King one time, you know, he said, why can't we all just get along?
I think what's happening right now across the country is, you know, you're talking about lies, you're talking about people bending the truth, and you know, it's evil. You know, there's evil that's out there, and people don't see that. But even in this incident that happened with Minneapolis, you know, I feel like even that officer was. There was some kind of demonization or demonic thing going on with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the enemy just starts using that incident to create fear and lies and conflict and chaos and rebellion. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you spoke about the different sides and this that people are taking. And, you know, really, there's a neutral place. And the enemy is trying to take that away. From people, right. Because in that neutral place, that's to me, that's God, that's Jesus Christ, that's where we can all come together, mm-hmm. that's where we can all love on each other, no matter if you're wearing a uniform, you're not, your race. It's a place that God brings peace, and He brings a place for us to have conversations and to talk about issues. And you know, the media, I think the mainstream media has been feeding the beast. You know, they're trying to create division. They're sensationalizing things, and you know,
it's what sells, Mike. Mike, it's what sells, right?
Yeah, and it does, but it's also it also creates a lot of problems for our country. And you know, I think that as we have these conversations and realize, hey, you know what? I don't have to hate somebody because they wear a uniform. I don't have to hate somebody because they took a side on something. But I do need to listen to what's going on. And, you know, what are the solutions? What are the issues that are having? I started a program called 911 Eddies International. And this program deals with post-traumatic stress for first responders. And what we do is we remove the barriers for first responders to get counseling services that they need, and to keep them in a place where they're, you know, they're strong, they're healthy, they're not susceptible to, you know, being triggered by the enemy. It's a place where, you know, the officers can reach out and get help with trauma-trained people. Because they go through they're going through a profession that's just filled with trauma. And as you wade through that, it's going to stick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's isolations that happen because you can't come home from work and talk about the things that you saw that day with your family or your neighbor or your friends. Because most of the times, you know, there were times where I knew I was doing that job because I didn't want anybody else to have to do that job. The situations were that horrible, and there wasn't really any place for me to put that down until I found the Lord. And,
yes,
you know, I still had issues where I had to talk to God a lot about some of the things that I experienced. But I think there are conversations that need to happen right now. I think there's conversations that are starting to come out. Like you said, a lot of the yelling and screaming and the violence is starting to calm down a little bit, but the media doesn't want that. The mainstream media doesn't want that. They're not mm-hmm. looking for peace. They're looking for the conflict. And everybody needs to know maybe the real numbers in their community. What are the numbers? You know, hear that we lose less than 0.25% mm-hmm. of the cases, arrests. Those are physical arrests that require some type of use of force. And a use of force can just simply be a takedown where you have to take somebody down to the ground and it's not hitting them or anything else. So the real story I hope starts to come out. The men and women who do this job are men and women of courage and character. They do it because they've been called to it. Mm-hmm. It's not some kind of power trip. It's something that
Mike, do you think it's an issue of, you know, they keep talking about better training, a national register of officers who have, been, you know, convicted or kicked out of the force because of, poor decisions, that sort of thing. More reform than defunding. What do you think is most important here?
Well, defunding is just going to separate and isolate departments. The first things that get defunded are going to be the community outreach programs and the programs that we have for children. And, the things that make us part of the community, those things are going to be taken away because you have to go answer emergency calls for services. So the defunding isn't the answer. I'm not even sure where that came up.
Exactly. More of a political thing. Well, we got to leave it there as we continue the conversation. Sergeant Mike McGrew. Thank you, Sergeant. Appreciate it.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid and the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon.